Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio. Right here in 84 PA, live and in color. Well, we got a lot of discussions, but first I want to give a big shout out to the D&T Home Watch. I'll tell you a little bit about these two guys. Bradenton, Florida, right across the bay, Anna Marie Island. Sherlock Holmes has nothing on these guys, believe me. They'll watch your house, car, dog, parrot, goldfish, condo, whatever you got. I seen them in action. They're the real deal. I seen them chase Pred down for 2 miles on foot. Believe me, they're the real deal. I want to give another shout out to Flamingo K Coffee Club. All the boys down there in the morning, what's happening? Okay, let's get it together now. Got a lot of talk here. How about Buccos yesterday, that 18-inning game? Anybody got any opinions on that game? I want to give you my number here. 516-666-9990. Give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. Was an 18-inning game. Long. I want to know how many guys stayed and watched the whole game on TV. Tell me you didn't. Tell me you didn't watch the whole game. But anyway, McCutchen goes 0 for 8. You believe that? 0 for 8? Pretty bad. But when I, well, I don't pretend to be a hitting coach, never have, so I'm not even going to discuss what I think because I don't know anything about hitting. But somebody better get him aside and tell him to quit trying to pull the ball. Go with the pitch. Go to right field. I know enough about that to know that'll help him, hopefully. How about the trade talk we got going on? Josh Bell in a trade talk. Trade Josh Bell? Yeah, for a pitcher from Tampa. Pitcher's name's Archer. They're seriously talking about trading him? Wow. But, hey, if you're going to leave him in the minors forever, the kid's 24 years old, why not trade him? You know, we're going to bring him up, trade him. That's what I'd do. They need pitchers, so if you're not going to play this kid, they say he can't play first, and they're going to put him back in the outfield. Well, let's see. To me, that's stupid. Alvarez couldn't play first base either, but they stuck him there for the whole year. But the real thing I'm worried about is Kutch is hitting below Alvarez. How about that? I never thought I'd see the day. But back to the 18-inning game. What'd they score? 3 runs in like 3 games, Pirates? Man, I never seen so much bad swinging. And I'll tell you what, the umpiring was bad too. I thought, these guys, they better get a go electronic because they cannot. Oh, we got a phone call here. Hold on, we got a phone call. Let me get somebody in here now. Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin from Davenport. I just wanted to talk about the trade rumors. I saw online the Pittsburgh Pirates had high-level scout at Tampa Bay Rays, so that matches your Chris Archer talk, and they had some scouts in Baltimore, so those are the two teams they're looking at to try to deal for. And I guess the Yankees are trying to deal for Nathan Evolda, some other pitcher, but these are rumors that I just saw online. I just wanted to see your thoughts.
Okay, we got Dustin from Davenport on the line. He's Davenport, Florida, that is. And this guy is an avid sports fan. Yeah, I seen that, Dustin. I seen that. I'm not too impressed with the Yankee pitcher. What's his name, Evaldo?
Yeah, his first name's Nathan. I didn't really know much about him. Yankees, they're, I don't know, who knows what the Yankees are doing. If they might be sellers and just try to get young again because they're pretty, a lot of their people like to sell Carlos Beltran. But maybe the Yankees will be willing to, you know, get rid of some of their talent, get younger.
What do you think of them getting rid of Pirates trying to get rid of Bell? What do you think about that?
Well, I do like Chris Archer, though. I realize he's having a terrible year, but I really like the kid. I think how many years is – it depends on how much contract the Pirates would get with Archer. Does he have 1 year left or does he have – how much would they get to keep him for?
I think he signed for another 4 or 5 years, to tell you the truth.
Four or five years. I'm willing to do it. I mean, I realize you know a lot more about Bell than I do. I haven't been able to watch really any of the games. I just look at the final scores at the end of the day. But I really like Chris Archer. I realize this year hasn't – it's kind of like a buy low. It's not like you'd have to – Chris Archer, like last year, in order to get him, you'd have to swap like a McCutcheon for him. Or, I mean, now McCutcheon, he's struggling this year, but I feel like you'd be getting a great deal out of it for getting rid of a kid that's up and coming.
So how old is
I
this
feel like you
Archer? I think he's like four, right? Archer.
I think he's I still think he's pretty young. I'm gonna guess 28 maybe.
25. I
Let's
didn't think he
see.
was that old. I didn't think he was that old. But I tell you what, I'll make the or tonight because you're not going to bring Bell up since you're not going to play him. So
He's
say he can't play first
27.
base.
Chris Archer is
How old is he?
27 years old. 27 years
27.
old.
Okay.
And
Well, you got him
pitchers
for
have both.
3 more years or 4 more years or whatever, and or
Yeah,
whatever. I think it's good.
I think because he's making right now his 2016 salary is $2.75 million. So this is Buck scouting Archer's start for the Rays. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. I mean, I think that would be a big move if you could get him, because then if you could get Cole to start pitching like he used to, and you'd have at least a 1-2, and then maybe if you could somehow wheel and deal for a third pitcher, get 1-2-3, have a nice rotation going, better than whatever they have right now.
I mean, anybody banking on Lariano is in a dream world, I think.
Yeah.
This guy throws 100 pitches in 4 innings or 5 innings. I think he's, what, 31 years old? I think he's past his prime. I think if you're banking on this guy to have a great big second half, I think you're in la-la land.
Yeah, they
What's
definitely
your
have to make some moves.
– yeah, I don't know. I don't – I'm not too enthused about Lariano and his – latest pitching outings. But I tell you what, that Cole looked good for the Pirates.
I did. I didn't get to see I saw that they lost the first two games versus the Nationals, because I remember we thought that was going to be such a hard series for them. We figured they would probably get swept. But luckily, I think that the 18-inning win, I think that really helps them out, because instead of you took one. You played a really good team in Washington. At least you got one. At least you didn't lose the 18-inning game, because that would have been pretty sad, pretty devastating.
That would have been the backbreaker right there.
Yeah, that would have been a tough one. But we'll get to see, like you said, the teams that always beat them, the bad teams that always beat them, they're playing the Brewers now, so it's up to the Pirates to see if they could, you know, get back on track, because if they do what they always do and lose to the bad team, they're in trouble.
Well, I keep hearing, oh man, Pirates got all these bad teams they're going to play, you know, the Braves and the Reds and the Brewers. And if you looked in the past couple years at what the Pirates' record against Cincinnati and the Brewers, not too good.
Yeah, especially like you said, with when you got Lariano. You know, you got Locke and Lariano and other pitchers like that. It's going to be high scoring games. You're going to have to score some runs still to beat the Brewers, or it's not going to just be those, you know, gimme games, go up and play. I mean, like you said, they have their number, so why would it change?
Forget this guy's name from the Padres. They made a trade with Boston. Can't remember his name. Good pitcher. And they only gave up like a double A pitcher for this guy, and he's they just traded for him. I can't remember his name, but they just made a trade. Now the Pirates are giving up one of their top prospects for this Archer kid, and this guy he's having a better year than Archer's having. I don't know why the Pirates always got to give up top prospects, and Boston's giving up no one hardly, and they got a good pitcher.
Drew, was it the guy's name was Drew Pomeranz, headed to Boston after trade.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the good teams know how to wheel and deal, like the Yankees and Red Sox. I remember year after year they trade no one and they get someone. So I don't know. I guess you just got to find the right team that's willing to dump, you know, that really wants to get rid of players badly.
Hey, I was going to ask you, Dustin from Davenport. You're going to be, I know how an avid Steeler fan you are. What are you going to do when you can't watch a Steeler game?
I think that there might be a bar around here that still has the Steeler games on. I'll have to find one. I'm sure there, because there's, you know, Steeler fans all over the world, so I'm sure I'll have to find one. And but yeah, Sundays will be different if you have to miss a game. You know, that's Sundays are the best when you could watch football and relax.
Did you see where they picked the Steelers for second best team in the NFL or the AFC? Was it AFC or NFL?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I
would say they're definitely up there with their offense, and the defense is coming along. And I mean, they should have beat Denver last year, so should be interesting to see.
That fumble.
Yeah, the one fumble that was the Cinderella story of Peyton Manning going out. You know, somehow I still can't believe he held it together. He just handed the ball off to win the Super Bowl, but it is what it is.
Right. How about Von Miller signing that big contract? You know what that means?
They can't sign.
Nobody else can sign now. They can't sign anybody.
Yeah.
He had all the money.
That's interesting. Once you win the Super Bowl, everyone wants paid and everyone's valued. Like that Matthew Dellavedova for the Cleveland Cavaliers, he didn't really play a minute. He only played a couple minutes in the finals, but he's now making $32 million because he was on the winning team. So, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what happens when you're on a championship team. You're everything. I'd say he's worth no more than, you know, 4 years, $15 million. He's a heck of a player, don't get me wrong, but $32 million for him that he didn't really play. He played in last year's NBA Finals because of injury, but this year you didn't really hear his name. I don't think he played maybe a total of 10 minutes. But
getting off the NBA here, let me ask you this. I got Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Steelers may have to choose between the two of them. Who would you take?
Well, I'm going to go with Antonio Brown, I guess, just because of running backs, how sad it is that their lives don't really last. Running backs' lives don't really last that long unless you have, not really many Jerome Bettises or backs that, you know, last a really long time. So I guess I'd have to go with the wide receiver and hope for the best. And draft another running back. But it would really stink having to get rid of Le'Veon Bell, and if you had to play against him. He's a heck of an athlete, don't get me wrong. It's just the fact that running backs don't last, and sometimes you can find a gem in the rough. Like some people draft a running back in the sixth round, and like the Washington Redskins that year, they drafted Alfred Morris, and he ended up starting and getting 1,400 yards. I mean, you're not going to have that every time, but.
Yeah, it's possible.
It is possible.
But that's a shame. I mean, they say Bell wants $15 million. He's not going to get it here. I don't know if he's going to get it anywhere because last 2 years he's been injured. So he got to prove to me he can last before I give him any substantial amount of money to, fund the Steelers.
Well, if he does leave the division, at least he won't have to play against Perfect. Maybe it will last. Because he's the only guy that's injured. Took him out two seasons in a row.
No, that other kid did. Remember the safety? Hit him low, remember? That playoff game.
Was it Bo from Cincinnati, though?
Yep.
Okay. Every time they play Cincinnati, they
what the hell was it?
Reggie Nelson.
Yeah. Hit him low.
What do you think of Arian Foster? He signed with the Dolphins. Dolphins don't really impress me much because Tannehill's still inconsistent. They're starting to have supposedly a defense. I don't know. They have Sue and whoever else, but he only signed for $1.5 million. Incentives, if he gets so many yards, he could get up to 3.5. But he's 30 years old and coming off of 10,000 injuries, so I don't see that happening. But who knows? I mean, maybe he stays healthy. Reggie Bush went there, and he kind of revived himself when he went to Miami.
Yeah, but I don't think
Marion Fox has much left in the
game. Yeah, I don't think he's too. I think he's a little over the hill. How old is he, 30, 31?
He's 30 years old, probably going to go on 31. So.
Yeah. You get that age in a running back, you know, unless you're like Peterson or something.
I want to see him play again this year. I'm excited to watch Adrian Peterson because he just said the other day, you know, he's going to defy the odds of age and keep going.
Well, that guy wears a cape. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about that. They better test him for not drugs. They better test him, see if he's half lizard or half human or whatever the heck he is, because that guy's something else. I think he got scales for skin. That guy
Imagine if he was on, like, Dallas with their O-line.
Oh, yeah, right. How about Dallas? Did you hear? They just built a big $2 billion practice facility.
Well,
they got a $2 billion practice facility. They better win a playoff game. You know, I think he only won two in the last 20 years.
Yeah, well, the one kid that I think is going to be special for them, I think he's going to be the next Emmitt Smith. Is going to be that Ezekiel Elliott. I think I was hoping he went anywhere else because it's going to be – not that I want to see him do well, but I feel like it's going to be hard to – I feel like he's going to be like Adrian Peterson or Le'Veon Bell, or I think he has the worst ethic. I mean, watching him play, I like Michigan, and watching him run all over them every year, three touchdowns. Watching him run over Alabama, he rushed for 250 yards and a couple touchdowns. I mean, it's just amazing as what he was able to accomplish. I mean, at college is way different than pros, but I think he's going to be fine in the pros, especially with that O-line. I think he's going to be special.
Oh, that O-line, yeah, they got a good O-line. But a big question mark at quarterback.
Yeah, because if Romo can't stay healthy, and you saw what a disaster last year ended up being because he was injured
right.
And then he came back and got injured again, and then Brandon Weeden, they had 50 different quarterbacks in there and everyone sucked. And then this year they didn't address it. They could have got the guy that Denver had. They could have made it, or Connor Cook. I have no idea why they didn't get Connor Cook. Instead, they took that guy that you said we discussed the one time on one of your shows about how the guy was injured, and they still took him. You know, he might not even play this year.
Hey, they'd have taken Johnny Football if it was up to Jerry. His kid talked him out of that. Imagine having Johnny Football down there with all that circus. Oh. Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm still shocked they didn't get RG3. They might wait for the Browns collapse when he goes to the Browns, and I don't see how it's going to possibly work out there with all the young wide receivers, no defense. No, well, they're running back. I think they might have one decent one. The young kid that they just drafted from Miami last year, I forget his name, but he's supposedly having a good camp, but they don't really have anything around them, so I don't see how it's possible for RG3 to do well. If he defies the odds and does have a good season, good for him. But after I saw Josh McCown, every time he was supposed to start and play, and then he couldn't sleep at night because he was so injured. They said he had trouble sleeping and breathing at night because he got beat up so many times from that O-line, letting him get sacked. And that's how Johnny Football.
I remember he got hit by hell hit him that time. Holy Nada hit him. I thought he came down in pieces. He looked like he was, like, dead on the sideline.
Oh, that was definitely not worth the $8 million for him to sign there.
No.
That was the worst decision of his life because I would have just laid back up. I mean, I know you want to start. That's your goal. I don't even think Tim Tebow would start there. I think he'd just say, I pass. I want to play quarterback so bad, but I still pass.
Yeah, right.
I don't think anyone deserves that. I mean, that granted, you know, in basketball they won, but football they still got a new coach. They, you know, it's going to take them some time to build it. Eventually they'll get it right, and eventually they'll have a good football team. But for right now, with what they have, they're still really young. So, like, if you get enough, you know, high draft picks, eventually you're going to get it right. But for right now, they're still 4 or 5 years away from really competing.
Let me ask you this. Back to the Steelers. Now, would you put Le'Veon Bell in the backfield with D'Angelo Williams and then split him out on the end, or would you put them both in the backfield? You can do a lot of things with this Le'Veon Bell. I would use him more as a receiver coming out of the backfield. I think this guy can be a complete monster. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that because maybe it will – less carries, less – I mean, you're still going to hit when you catch the ball, but I feel like you have D'Angelo Williams. You saw what he was able to do. He kind of revived himself. I'm hoping that he still has the same agility and burst that he had last year because it was unbelievable. It was like seeing – imagine if Carolina still had them. I think still had him. I think maybe – not that they could run the ball in the Super Bowl, but Mike Tolbert kind of lost it. A couple of fumbles here and there. They really could have used him. I bet he was laughing, you know, kind of hard that they could have used him in that game because maybe it would have been a different story. But, yeah, I think I would definitely use Le'Veon Bell, throw him some screen passes, let him play wide receiver because he could catch and you know, maybe put them both in the backfield and see what happens.
Yeah,
get creative.
That's what I'd do. I'd put him out at flank him out or put him in a slot. Or I'm sure they're going to do that because he's a bear when he gets a ball. There's no doubt about that. Completely healthy, he's a bear. There's no question about it. Well, Dusty, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yep, no problem.
And
keep
cool down in Florida. What's the temperature down there now? Mid-90s?
I think it's upper – most of the week it's been upper 90s, like 97, 98.
Wow. That's some heat.
It definitely is. But like I said, keep doing the show. I like the show, and good luck with the rest of the show today. All right. I'll see you.
Okay. Don't be a stranger. Call back. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Dustin from Davenport. Kid knows his sports, man. Getting back to Steelers, I think we got a good shot here. Everybody stays healthy. I think they can win this. I think they can win it. Their defense is going to be a little suspect at the beginning, but I think they're only going to get better. I know their offense can put some points up. But they got a couple-year window here, maybe 2 years with Ben, 3 years. And it's now, so... Man, I hope his Sammy Coates comes through because they're going to miss Martavis. Smoke him up, Bryant. What a jerk he is. You'd rather smoke weed than make a ton of money. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You'd rather roll joint, smoke weed, get high, than make millions and millions of dollars. It's just unbelievable how dumb these guys are. But, hey, a lot of God-given ability, but nothing upstairs. Athletic ability, but no brains. But, hey, what are you going to do? But thanks for calling, Dust. Yeah, we got a few more minutes. We can discuss anything you want to call about. 516-666-9990. Give us a buzz. Glad to discuss anything. How about that trade that the Pirates are going to make with Josh Bell? Wow. Would you make the trade? You know what? If this guy is anything like I say, is Archer, I'd make it. Because Bell's 20, he's 24 years old. The time he gets up here and gets going, crazy. But well, with the Pirates, you can't come up here. You're 26. They keep you in the minors forever. Oh, he's not ready. He can't do this. He can't do that. He's just not ready. When are you going to get ready? Keep him away from Lloyd McClendon, batting coach, please. Keep him away from Spin Williams, the pitching coach, the pitchers. everybody they come across was they ruined. Don't tell me these guys. No, he ain't ready. He can't play first base. Hell, I can play first base. Well, give me that baloney. He can't play first. He's an athlete. He can play first base. Come on. That Freeze can play first base. Jaso, he's no big shakes out. He can still be good around a bag. Don't give me that baloney. He can't play first base. His footwork ain't. Oh, baloney. Footwork. Couldn't be any worse than that bum they had on first base last year. That guy stunk. This guy's an athlete. Come on. This Bell kid. Why'd they take him out of the outfield and put him on first with that experiment? Now they got too many outfielders now? You know, Kutch ain't going to be here past next year. They're going to get rid of him in the winter. His contract's up the year after, so they're going to definitely get rid of him. They're probably hoping he does bad so there's no backlash when they do can him. But give me a call. See what you think. Well, how about this Garrett Cole outing? I wasn't too impressed with Cole. I know it's his first stint back, but, geez, come on. What did he go, 4 innings? 5 innings? He didn't look sharp. He said he was working on different stuff in the minors, but that's not the same as coming up here and pitching. These major league hitters, they can... Well, you know what, too? I noticed he had one of the... I can't remember. He had him struck out. An umpire called a ball. So now it's 3-2. He has to throw the ball right down the middle. An electronic batting eye that had him... The pitch was right on the corner of the plate. He should have had that call. So he has to throw the ball right over the middle of the plate, and the guy smacks a double. And I seen another pitch like it. Somebody else struck out, and he walked him, and there's two guys. It's, you know, come on. These guys got to be better than that behind the plate. And that's my opinion. So another week done, another show gone. And I want to thank Dustin from Davenport, Florida, for calling. And we will see you and hear from you, I hope, next week. Bye.